want to state this again, because I don't like talking about myself every day on the show and what's happening, but we're forced to because, as you've seen, we're national news, international news. If they can take us down, they set the precedent to take everyone else down. Media Matters, run by George Soros, the admitted Nazi collaborator. He said that on 60 Minutes. The news says that's a conspiracy theory.
My understanding is that you went out with this protector of yours who swore that you were his adopted godson.
Yes, yes.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right.
George Soros' Media Matters, they created a list of sites that post some of my content on YouTube. And here it is. And most of these I never even heard of. And they said, oh, look, they're posting his content, take him down. And YouTube did. I mean, when Media Matters snaps its fingers and says, jump, Google, a trillion-dollar company, ask how high.
The potential censorship of free speech, I think, goes to the core of our country's freedoms.
Take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away. I ask that you make certain he can't rebuild.
Now, I can show you the headlines where they say they want to own the name Alex Jones. They want to own Real Alex Jones on X. They admit they want to set that precedent.
The whole idea of now we are going to have corporations censor speech based upon their definition of fake news, based on their definition of hate speech, is opening up a Pandora's box.
I hope that we never see someone like him again.
And if you're out there right now and you're one of Alex Jones's audience members and you're considering giving him money, I just want you to know that based on the jury's verdict today, it's not a very good bet.
Take him out of this discourse, of this misinformation, of this peddling of lies, and make sure he can't do it again.
The Justice Department-backed deep state has launched a new vicious attack on myself and InfoWars. They're attempting to seize control of operations October 17th because they know coming up on November 13th, InfoWars is going up for sale at auction, and they're worried patriots are going to buy it, and the operation will continue on. They are pulling out all the stops, have introduced a lawsuit, the Democrat Party back group, in Travis County with judges they think they control.
They literally, and this has been adjudicated, the Supreme Court, the Texas Supreme Court, the Fifth Circuit, all of it, are saying they own my name and own me, and that, like I'm a corporation, they want a receiver appointed that owns me forever. That's why they didn't want to settle. They wanted it to be non-dischargeable. And when they shut down InfoWars, if they're successful, it doesn't matter. Anything but $1.5 billion, they say they own me.
What was an indentured servant? If I'm an English youth and want to get to America, I will sign a contract saying that I will give 7 years of labor to a master who will pay my the price of a ticket to get across the Atlantic on a ship. But when I sign that contract, I'm in for 7 years of extremely tough labor. I might not survive it because that master, I'm just a piece of property. He can do with me what he wants. I don't work hard enough, he can beat me. If he doesn't like the way I work, he can sell me to a neighbor.
Indentured servants accounted for three-quarters of the 130,000 English who came to the Chesapeake in the 1600s.
Now, the courts have all ruled you can't do this. It's cut and dry. But they don't care because they believe they control the courts in Travis County, which they're now filing in. The Democratic Party has officially. They want me off the air when President Trump is president-elect. And they're moving to shut us down now on October 17th. I'll sleep on somebody's couch and do this broadcast. But the issue is, if I don't fight them in federal court and state court now, they will absolutely hamstring what I'm doing if they're successful and set this dangerous precedent. I've been up here like a baby bird chirping, begging for food because I don't want to give up. And I hate begging, but I hate losing to the New World Order when we're so close to victory, a lot worse.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean. But
there's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style prints. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
It's Monday, October 7th in the year of our Lord, 2024, and you're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Maria Z. Watch it live right now at band.video.
It is wonderful to see you all today, and boy, oh boy, do we have a lot to talk about. I'll be here with you for the next couple of days breaking down what's going on with Kamala Harris, who's just decided to spend her time doing a very disgusting podcast. We have more aid, an announcement of more aid going to overseas nations while the people of North Carolina are suffering. We've got a special guest coming up for you today that's been on the ground there. And I want to talk to you as well about something called managed retreat. We'll get into that probably in the third hour at this stage. And what I think could very well be a proposal that comes out a lot of these quote-unquote climate catastrophes. So we'll get into that a little bit later on today, but I want to show you Kamala appeared on this podcast while the people of North Carolina are suffering. She decided to go on this podcast. This is I'm going to say this as carefully as I possibly can because I am aware that there are decent people watching this broadcast. It was. It's a podcast that's dedicated to extremely explicit material, women discussing things that should really never leave a woman's mouth, and it's a very distasteful, in my opinion, podcast and dedicated to explicit sexual content, and I mean seriously explicit. And so Kamala goes on this podcast, and the host asks her, "Oh, well, why? You know, why did you choose to come on this podcast?" And she says, "Oh, because you really just, you talk about the real things, the real issues that people care about. And you've got an entire region right now that's been absolutely devastated by a hurricane. I just met someone over the weekend who came back from, well, I didn't just meet them, I know them, but I saw them over the weekend who just came back from North Carolina. And the words that he said, and I quote, were, 'It is a graveyard. It is a graveyard.' As the water is subsiding and starting to dry," which, by the way, makes cleanup efforts very difficult as well because everything starts to dry and get hard. Bodies are starting to show up in that rubble. It is absolutely devastating. And this person said it's far worse than what you think and it's far worse than what you're seeing. And so Kamala Harris during this time, despite doing, you know, a little bit of a photo op, you know, pretending she's out there giving food to people or whatever, you know, supplies, you would have all probably seen that video of her doing that momentarily. But the bulk of her time was spent, you know, I would say preparing for this podcast with real issues that people care about. But there is a moment in that podcast, I'm not going to subject you to the whole thing because it really is terrible and infuriating to see her focusing on this rather than the people that are suffering in North Carolina. And by the way, we have another hurricane coming this week. We'll talk about that as well. You know, she says these are the real things that that Americans care about. But there is a clip from there.
where she asks her the question whether she can think of any examples, and this comes from a previous hearing that Kamala was in and the man couldn't answer, but she says, you know, are there any examples of where men are, forced or told to do with their bodies like women are that you can think of? So let's take a look at that clip, Kamala call her daddy clip 26.
I want to pose this question more to you and the daddy gang, but mm-hmm. one of the biggest conversations in this year's election revolves around a woman's body.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I want to take a moment mm-hmm. and can we try mm-hmm. to think of any law that gives the government the power to make a decision?
I know what you're going to ask.
About a man's body.
Let's no. Just
pause. No. Is there no. any law?
No. No. It's
no. No, no. Maybe a draft? A draft gives the government the authority to tell a man to do what to do with his body. A draft that, by the way, has been floated in multiple circles. You know, we've had discussions of, oh, maybe we need to bring back a draft. Maybe that's what we need to do in the US so that American sons and daughters can go die for Middle Eastern wars or Ukraine or whatever the case may be. We've had similar conversations in Germany, the UK, Australia. Multiple countries have said maybe we need to bring back a draft, but that's not an example of the government telling men what to do with their own bodies. The government telling a man to go and die so that the military-industrial complex can get richer so that these globalist wars that are being orchestrated to accelerate the Great Reset is not an example of the government being able to tell men what to do with their bodies. By the way, it's women too, so liberal women, you get your chance. If things continue to accelerate, you really get your chance for equality. You can go die for Ukraine. Woo! The stupidity of this woman, or I should say the perceived stupidity of this woman cannot be overstated, but the reality is she's not stupid. She's absolutely dangerous. We might play a clip from Tucker saying exactly that later, but I want to show you something very, very telling. It's in pictures 22 and 23, the audience response. And this is the response from the audience who actually regularly watches this Call Her Daddy podcast. And you've got one person saying thousands are dying in NC and this is what she's doing. Is she going to need the earpiece for this too? And this is where I never watch again. So you see, this is actually someone that watches this broadcast and they're saying, I will never watch this again. Another one saying, I don't think someone who just signed a $125 million deal really has the right judgment to be discussing the current state of the world right now. This is, I want to emphasize, a very left-leaning audience. There's no way that conservative women would be watching this podcast. Another one, love your podcast, Alex. However, this isn't it. Disappointed. How can we praise a VP running for president that has done so much wrong and continues to do so much wrong and people still think she deserves to be president? People, wake up. If you have kids and want them to have a better future and still vote for her, you are the problem. And another one, all while NC is underwater and destroyed. I'm so disappointed. So you can see from the tone of these people who are replying, they are predominantly fans of this broadcast, of this podcast. Podcast, I should say. And again, this podcast, there is no chance that true conservative women are watching it. I can promise you, I don't encourage you to go and watch it. But what I will say is, if you just have a brief look on X, some people are talking about what this podcast usually talks about. No self-respecting woman would watch this podcast, which means that you don't have... You generally wouldn't have people that vote for Trump watching this podcast. You'd have liberals watching it. And this is their response. They are saying, this is so disappointing. We have people suffering in North Carolina. This is what she's doing her time, spending her time doing. Look at the destruction she's caused to this country. This isn't it. I love your podcast, but I don't think I can watch again. So even liberals, so as much as the media wants to manufacture this support for Kamala Harris, you see the response of liberals. And I really mean it. You'd have to be a degenerate to be interested in this podcast. So you've got people who are interested in seriously degenerate content that are speaking up. And if you think back to last week when we played that clip of that young man who was crying and saying, I am an avid Kamala supporter. I love Kamala, and I just cannot believe that she has abandoned us like this. I love my people, and I don't understand. And we had a discussion about this last week. These people, and I'm actually glad Kamala went on this podcast. As distasteful and disgusting as it was, and what a stupid decision, she really is showing her true colors to her supporters. She really is showing her true colors to liberals. Liberals are finally realizing the true colors of their party, who leaves them to suffer, who just does fake photo ops. And, you know, we played you that clip last week of Kamala walking with her official jacket, you know, and pretending to have a conversation with someone and, you know, okay, the cameras are rolling, let's pretend we're talking and walk. Liberals are finally starting to see something is very wrong with this woman. And there was, I don't have the clip of it, but there was a, oh, here she is. Yeah. Because she cares so much, guys. And she always does that little elbow to the person next to her, like, oh, you and I are friends. Oh, yeah, let's touch elbows because that's safer. Oh, yes, let's wait until the cameras are rolling and let's pretend to have a conversation. What are they talking about? Not much, really. I can guarantee you that. Let's just look concerned. Let me close my hands like this so I look concerned. I'm going to point over there like we're talking about something that happened over there. I'm not really listening. I don't really care about people. This is evidenced by the number of people who used to work for me that have testified to the fact that I'm an absolute horror to work with. She's had incredibly high staff turnover rates because this woman is a monster. And going on a podcast like the one that she just did in the midst of a national crisis shows you just what sort of a monster she is. We're on this show, we're talking about things that I chose your podcast because this is the stuff that people really care about. No, Kamala, the stuff that people really care about is the fact that you've given more money to illegal immigrants who, by the way, we're going to talk about in the moment. We have, you know, increasing terror threat, and I mean legitimate terrorist threats inside this nation right now, because of the criminals that you've let over the border. People care about the fact that they can't afford milk. I watched a video of a liberal just the other day crying about the fact that she can't afford milk, or she can't afford coffee outside, so she has to make a coffee, and the cost of milk is so high. And, you know, I mean, this is the stuff that people care about. They care about being able to prosper, even though liberals don't realize that they care about prospering. Once they can't afford milk, they go, oh, hang on a minute, I'd like to be able to afford milk. People care about their safety. People care about their security. People care about a government's response when there is a national crisis or a national emergency or some sort of catastrophe, not concerning themselves with other countries' priorities and sex podcasts while your own people are suffering. It's almost like she is just purposely showing everyone how evil she is. But here's the thing. I really think, you know, as much as I criticize liberals and as much as I think they are seriously messed up in the head, people, they really are. There's something mentally severely wrong with them. Maybe there's a glimmer of hope, guys. Maybe, you know, looking at these comments on this show's on this podcast, you know, Instagram account, it really does seem to me that they are starting to wake up to this. Love your podcast, but this isn't it. While NC is underwater and destroyed, I'm disappointed. I'll never watch again. So even, and look how many likes, by the way, are on these comments. You know, and this is where I never watch again. 858 people from this person's fan base predominantly would be, you know, sure, there would be some conservatives going on there to, you know, show their disgust. But these comments are not from conservatives. These comments are from their own base. And so I think that that is incredibly telling. And I think that that should give us hope. That's the podcast host there. Trump 2024 button. That's great. That's great. 8,400 likes. Kamala, well, she got 7,400 likes there. So she's still got some support. But it is encouraging to see some of these liberal women saying this is not on. Now, we also have a very, very interesting thing that's just broken. We have Kamala Harris's campaign just blasting 70,000 ASU students with unsolicited texts, potentially breaking federal TCPA laws and privacy regulations by abusing confidential data. So you can see we've got that that text from Kamala. Trying to see which Kamala election interference, I think I've called it. It's a black text that all these students received. She says, "Hi, Sun Devils, it's Kamala Harris. I wanted to remind you that the deadline to register to vote in Arizona is Monday, October 7. Thanks to record turnout among college students in 2020, I'm Vice President of the United States today. Tim Walz and I are the underdogs in this election, but student voters could make the difference. We need your support to win." And so she tells them to register to vote. You must not let anybody take your power from you, she says. So I'm not, sure exactly how the laws around this work, but this particular person is saying that this is a violation of federal law, TCPA violations. How did the Kamala Harris campaign get access to all of these students' personal numbers? How did they obtain this data? And so this person is saying that the Telephone Consumer Protection Act is clear. Sending text messages to wireless numbers requires prior express consent from the recipient when using an automatic telephone dialing system. This is especially important for political campaigns that rely on mass outreach methods like texting. According to your post, Harris's campaign texted 70,000 Arizona State University students using information from a confidential state database. Assuming 50% of the recipients did not support her or had not consented to these messages, 35,000 individuals could have had their rights violated. And so it goes on to talk about some of the fines involved with that. If they're found to have violated, you could have potential fines up to $17.5 million because it's $500 per violation. And it's also a possible violation of Arizona state law, which protects individuals from unsolicited text messages. If the campaign used confidential student data from Arizona State University, this could be a breach of privacy laws. So this is very, very interesting. And I hope that the people that are on this, take action, because if there is, and I mean, really, what's $17.5 million to the Kamala Harris campaign? That's church change for these people. They get millions and millions and millions of dollars, hundreds of millions from the deep state that wants them in, right? So really, it's church change. But the point is the moral scandal here. The continuous moral scandal of anything that's related to Kamala Harris, you know, Douglas Emhoff as well, recently exposed. Let me just clarify that. There's been allegations made that he slapped a woman some time ago, his ex-girlfriend. And it's really interesting because we haven't really heard a peep about it from the liberal media, not one. Not one major story on this. And, you know, if this was, just think about if this was Trump or anyone related to Trump or a conservative, it would be on a cycle 24 hours a day for at least 7 days. That's all that we would hear about. Someone slapped a woman. And for someone who constantly claims to care about women and their rights and so on and so forth, you would think that the Democratic Party would be interested in this story, at least exploring it or even debunking it. But there hasn't really been a peep about it. So that is, I think, the biggest story in all of this. Not that it's not significant if he actually did abuse, physically assault a woman, But I think the bigger story here is that the liberal media isn't even touching it. And this is a huge story. It's a huge story. And the fact that they're not touching it, the fact that they haven't made an effort yet to debunk it or to address it, or, you know, that generally tells me it's probably true, because this is how they operate. They protect their own. They ignore the scandals. They ignore the fraud. They ignore all the things that are wrong with their own candidates, and they just focus on lying about their candidates. Of course, MSNBC says we're doing everything we can to get Kamala Harris elected. That was another undercover video that just came out. So they will do absolutely anything for their candidates, except if we have a legitimate scandal, that they just pretend that it isn't even going on. It's absolutely amazing. Now, the officials from the FBI and DHS have issued a public service announcement warning of potential terror threats and attacks in the US around the one-year anniversary of the Hamas attacks on Israel, which occurred on October 7, 2023. Foreign terrorist organizations have called on their supporters to incite violence in the West. Now, I don't have evidence of them calling on their supporters. I have a very hard time trusting official messaging from the government, but I can tell you that we've already had an example of this in a church just over the weekend. So basically, the FBI and DHS are concerned that this anniversary, along with any significant escalation in the ongoing Israel-Hamas conflict, could motivate violent extremists and hate crime perpetrators. And they say that extremists may view this anniversary as an opportunity for high-profile illegal activity. Now, to say that terrorists don't exist would be stupid. Of course they exist. Who's been letting them into the country, though? Who's been letting people that hate America and want to destroy the West into the country? I think that person's name is Kamala Harris, because Joe Biden is a vegetable and has nothing to do with it at this point. Kamala Harris has been letting terrorists into the country. It is hundreds of thousands of dangerous criminals. We have, you know, multiple people that have said that there is a very high possibility that there are terror cells. And I mean, people who are involved in sort of gathering intelligence on the ground, terrorist cells. We have Dr. Pete Chambers, who recently told me that Tren de Aragua is being given access to critical infrastructure in Texas. So who's doing that? Who's allowing these terror cells to proliferate? Who was responsible for coordinating the 9 surface-to-air missiles that came across the border and were reportedly intended for President Trump? Well, it's the current administration, surely, because how else do you coordinate something like that? You don't just casually bring in 9 surface-to-air missiles across the border. That takes an incredible amount of coordination. So after the break, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what just happened at a church in Texas over the weekend, because things are starting to escalate. And I don't know who's directing these people. They may be acting of their own volition. There may be, cooperation with these terrorist cells. But the point is, October is going to be a very, very dangerous month. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
I want to talk to the InfoWars listeners, and I just want you to know that I really appreciate what you've done. You know, I want to fight the globalists. I want to take them on. I want to defeat them, because it's the right thing to do, and we'll be slaves or dead if they're able to get their agenda fully through. And if you think about how far we've come in 30 years and how almost no one knew this information decades ago, but now everything I've been covering forever is now really mainstream, and all the top talk show hosts, not just in the Western world, but all over the planet, are talking about one world government and the end of the family and how pedophiles are in control and how they want to depopulate us. And everything that we've been exposing. We don't have big establishment sponsors. We don't have billionaire secret financiers like the left. We're funded just like Trump with small donations. That's how he's funded. We're funded by you supporting us, by you getting the products. So we try to bring you, this is important, the very best products out there so you get a absolutely great response from it. And so that you really, really like it and know that we weren't steering you wrong. Now, of the 1% or so of people that ever buy a product, we get 5-star reviews, 4.7, 4.8 in third-party reviews. But the vast majority of you love the info. It's very popular. People love freedom. They don't want to be slaves. But only a tiny percentage of you ever actually go and get any of the products. These are great products you want. They're the highest quality, discounted from what the ultra quality brands sell them for. Here's an example, okay? We sell high quality, full spectrum CBD gummies that are made by one of the top labs in the country. Even when the company we get these from discounts them, and they have a pretty good deal, it's $10, $15 more than we sell it for. Then when we discount it, it's like $25 less than they sell it for. These are high quality gummies. Somebody's already been into these. But just look at these. Just full of these. And they actually are a little bit moist because they're just so full of all the goodies, ladies and gentlemen. One of these, you sleep great. One of these makes you focus, have just incredible clarity, but you're relaxed. And again, that's about a half full bottle because that's here in the studio. Folks have been getting into them. And if you know a good gummy, it's a little juicy, it's a little wet, it's just totally jam-packed. Now, these are great, but then they have the 1,000-milligram tincture at InfoWarsStore.com. I say they, it's the group we private label it from. They ship it from their warehouse in Colorado. So when you order, it just comes from them right to you, because that's where our warehouse is as well. And the 1,000-milligram is super strong, full spectrum, incredible high quality, and the folks we get it from sell it on average for $45 more than we sell the 1,000 milligram for. So you want to take advantage of all of that. There's all the other great products, Nerve Renew. There is Good Night Sleep, an amazing natural formula for better sleep. The 1,000 milligram vitamin C and zinc with rose hips, the Linus Pauling formula. With the rose hips and the zinc, so good for your whole immune system and body. Then, of course, there's Better Mood, really works well. And then Vitamin Mineral Fusion, sold out for a long time. We got a huge shipment in, but I'm offering it for 40% off because I want you to get it and experience it. Tastes great, all natural, all the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need in one place. Tastes great. Make a picture of it, you know, every 4 or 5 days. Have a glass in the morning, glass at night. Send it off to school with your kids. Take some to work. A bottle of it. It is amazing. And you get full absorption because it's liquid rather than pills. So, Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock. 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the InfoWars MD line and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air. Plus, these are great products you want.
Filling in for Harrison Smith. It's an honor to be here. You can find my work at zmedia.com. That's zeemedia.com. We also have a Z Media channel on band.video and also X at zeemedia. That is my handle on X. So just before the break, we were talking about how the officials from the FBI and DHS have issued a public service announcement warning of potential terror threats and attacks in the US around the 1-year anniversary of October 7th. So there's a number of reasons that this could be happening. Obviously, we have the US unlimited support for Israel,
The neighboring countries are very, very upset about that, obviously. They have different opinions about October 7. Obviously, these countries are all at war with each other. And so with a wide open border where absolutely anyone that wants to get in can, naturally you would have very, very dangerous people coming in. And there have been multiple exposés over the past few months of just the sheer number of criminals that have come into the country. So this is not a surprise, really, that we're starting to see extreme violence from some of these people. They're not all Middle Eastern. We have Trendaragua taking over Venezuelan gangs taking over apartment blocks, Trendaragua terrorizing people, being given access to critical infrastructure. Someone's coordinating this. We obviously have the 9 surface-to-air missiles that came across the border, as reported by Mike Adams and Dr. Pete Chambers, confirmed this. This is confirmed intel. Who on earth coordinated this? This is not something that you just casually bring these missiles across. Someone was involved in that operation, someone in a position of authority. And so there has been a facilitation of terrorists being allowed into this country. And so now they're warning that this could escalate. Of course, the reason they're saying is the October 7 anniversary. It could also be someone coordinating with these terrorist groups for some sort of an October surprise. I mean, they're willing to create weather that wipes out entire regions, or manipulate weather that wipes out entire regions. What makes us think they wouldn't be working with some of these terrorist cells? I don't have evidence of that. I'm just saying their track record. Just look at Hillary Clinton's track record. Look at Kamala Harris's track record. Look at all of the corruption, all of the crime of the Biden family. And these people, this administration has let dangerous people into this country, whatever the reason, even if they weren't working with them, okay? Even if they weren't working with them, they have let these people in. And so just yesterday, it was reportedly Epicenter Church in Burnett. Law enforcement in Burnett County, law enforcement are actually on the hunt for these two men. And this is reportedly the statement that was issued by the church. So I have seen the reports that law enforcement, official reports that law enforcement are on the hunt for these two men. This is the reported response from the church that I'm going to read you. It says, security personnel noticed a suspicious man upon moving near the cars in the parking lot. Upon closer inspection, the man was seen placing a rock near an exterior door, seemingly trying to block it from opening. When security confronted him, he ran toward a white van. At that moment, another individual wearing a Muslim turban exited the van armed with an AR-15 style rifle. In response, security opened fire on the armed man. The van then fled north in the direction of Lampasas. The Burnett County Sheriff's Office has issued a description of the suspects, two dark-skinned males in a white minivan wearing white or off-white headdresses and armed with rifles. So you have these two criminals, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and whoever is actually running this administration, because it certainly isn't those two, that have facilitated now actual attacks on churches in America. And they didn't successfully complete their attack. Apparently, the security guard, and I wasn't aware that churches had security guards, but maybe they all should now. Someone that was responsible for security actually shot at these two men once they saw the weapon, and that was a deterrent, and they fled. So I would say to people to be extremely vigilant. You don't know whether terror cells are being activated or they're just fed up or they legitimately hate the West, because there are many of those people from that region who hate the West. That is certain. They just hate the West and they want to see America burn. And so maybe they want to cause chaos ahead of this election, because Donald Trump getting in may actually be a good thing for America. It will be a good thing for America, and they don't want that either. It's a very real possibility. Even though Donald Trump getting in might mean peace for the Middle East, they don't want what's best for America. So all of these things are a possibility. People need to be on extremely high alert. My recommendation is to have plans with your communities, know where you're going, you know, have alternative communication solutions between you all, know where you're going to meet if there is some sort of an event. Keep each other on alert. Tell each other if you start seeing suspicious vehicles in the area, suspicious people in the area. Communities really need to band together right now if we're starting to get attacks of this nature happening, or attempted attacks of this nature happening at churches. At churches. The other thing that's really interesting that just happened was Kamala Harris was quizzed on Israel, and I saw the responses to this clip on social media, and people are so used to her seeming so stupid that they're just like, oh, it's just word salad, it's just stupidity. But I want people to really, really listen to what Kamala Harris says here. Play clip 12, please, team.
But it seems that Prime Minister Netanyahu is not listening.
Well, Bill, the work that we have done has resulted in a number of movements in that region by Israel that were very much prompted by or a result of many things, including our advocacy for what needs to happen in the region.
You hear that? So people are sharing this again. They're saying, oh, she's so stupid. She doesn't know what she's saying. She is just word salad after word salad. This woman is so dumb. And I don't know if you all remember, but I know it's an old clip, but I want to air it again. Team, if we can play clip 11, Tucker speaking about Kamala Harris.
Consider what he intends to do if we give him power again. Consider his explicit intent to set free violent extremists who assaulted those law enforcement officers at the Capitol. His explicit intent to jail journalists, political opponents, and anyone he sees as the enemy.
Can I just interject here for a second? This woman's really scary. She could easily get elected president. She's much more skillful than I have ever seen. She's a liar on the deepest level. The things she is saying right now are not just untrue, they're the opposite of the truth, which is the hallmark of evil. She's an extremist. She'll say anything. She's much more like Gavin Newsom than I ever realized. I could go through a whole litany of why what she's saying is not true. It wasn't an armed mob. There's not one person inside the Capitol with a firearm, period. The only person who was shot in the Capitol was an unarmed woman shot by one of Nancy Pelosi's bodyguards. So again and again, she's telling us that she fought the cartels to secure the border. She's the border czar, and the border is controlled by the cartels.
She argued that Donald Trump...
We can end it there.
Quote.
So he goes on to talk about how he's worked with prosecutors his whole life, and this woman is dangerous. And he says, I know a dangerous person when I see one, essentially, and I'm looking at one right now. So, again, when people look at Kamala Harris, they think that she's really unintelligent. It's a word salad. She doesn't know what she's saying. But I think Tucker's a pretty good judge of character. And he's saying this woman is dangerous. She could even go on to win the election. Now, I don't think she will unless they cheat, because she's just shown herself to be a completely uncaring, you know, horrible human with very little morals, going on sex podcasts while people are dying in North Carolina. You know, it's just pile on top of pile on top of pile on. But consider Tucker's words as we play that clip again, clip 12.
But it seems that Prime Minister Netanyahu is not listening.
Well, Bill, the work that we have done has resulted in a number of movements in that region by Israel that were very much prompted by or a result of many things, including our advocacy for what needs to happen in the region.
She is telling you that what is going on in that region is as a result of, after going around in circles quite a few times, our advocacy for what needs to happen in the region. She is telling you that they are very much in control of Netanyahu, of Israel, that they are very much involved in what is happening there, and it's not Netanyahu ignoring them. That is what she's saying, and I think that that is something that a lot of people have missed. So, considering what we just saw about the FBI and the Homeland Security, Department of Homeland Security warning about these, potential October 7 inspired terror attacks, something actually happening over the weekend, and Kamala Harris openly admitting there that her administration has a lot to do with what's going on over there, and their advocacy is the results of what's going on there is a result of their advocacy for what needs to happen in the region. Why would we think that perhaps they're not stoking the flames to further incite chaos here? I mean, just think about how complex this is. Think about how complex the multi-pronged approach of the collapse of America that they're trying to orchestrate is. It comes from literally every single angle. Is it really beyond the Democrats to be involved in all of these facets of the destruction of America? No, I don't think it is. I don't think it is. I really... You know, there's one person that I saw in the comments that said that's actually terrifying when they saw that clip of Kamala. I think only one person that I saw actually got it. And so I think her whole act is just that. You know, to the liberals, she has this, you know, fluffy, emotional, you know, fun personality that she puts on. She does commonly speak like a stupid person, but she's not a stupid person. In fact, it takes quite an intelligent person to systematically destroy their own country. This is like Keir Starmer. I just saw some people posting this morning because there's so many memes making fun of him, and it's gotten to the point where people think he's stupid. These people are not stupid. They know exactly what they're doing. Anthony Albanese, as embarrassing and, you know, mentally impaired as he appears, that is the Prime Minister of Australia, this man is not stupid. He is following the UN playbook to the T. Kamala Harris and Biden have been following, and Obama have been following the UN playbook to the T. Keir Starmer is following the UN playbook to the T. I won't keep going. Trudeau, these people, no matter how disliked and stupid they appear, and I think it's part of their tact to appear stupid, but they're still all achieving the same things. They're still all achieving mass migration. They're still all achieving inflation. They're achieving unaffordable living, gas prices through the roof, a housing crisis, not only housing shortages, but increased prices for rentals, families on the street, more pressure on farmers, more pressure on the agricultural industry, destroying the agricultural industry, pushing big pharma, ignoring the excess deaths, ignoring the injuries. They're all doing the same thing. Just different tactics for different days. And this is why when we were talking, we were hearing about the rise in the right wing, and whilst I think there is a genuine move in the masses towards conservative leadership or right wing populism, that is genuinely what's happening on the ground, I would think it's naive to think that these people don't have a backup plan to install their leaders in place of the hated ones. And when you look, like, for example, when I was looking at some of the elections that were happening in Europe and, you know, these right-wing leaders that were challenging Macron, for example, you know, they say all these really great things and then you look into their policies and, oh, they actually support the climate agenda and they support the Paris Agreement and, oh, that's actually the main driver of Agenda 2030. This is how they're going to displace people from their homes, move them into smart cities, implement a digital currency, digital ID, everything linked to your social credit score. It's really weird that they're so against the agenda, but they're for this part of the agenda that actually is the agenda. And I am very, very concerned about leaders who are telling people what they want to hear right now for the purpose of calming down the social tension, if you will. We have to be very, very diligent of people who come and say they're for humanity. We have to make sure that they do not, that they are not going along with this UN playbook. This is why I have said time and time again, when President Trump says he will not ban gas vehicles, when he says you can have your electric car, but we're not going to have an EV mandate, when he says we're not going to have a CBDC, when he says all of these things, we need to end mass migration. These are all against Agenda 2030. I just sincerely hope that he doesn't implement digital ID as a way to mitigate or deal with all of the illegals that have come in. I sincerely, sincerely hope that he doesn't. And if he does, then Americans really should demand a different solution, in my opinion, because digital ID is a nail in the coffin. But thus far, he hasn't mentioned that, and hopefully he won't. I'm just preempting that if he goes down that path, because it would make sense that that would be an easier way to manage this, then people should demand, hold him accountable and demand a better solution. And I think he listens to the people. I do. I do think he listens to the people. And I think he's more aware now of the agenda than he used to be. We have a guest coming up in a few minutes, so I just want to play you a very quick clip from an interview that I did earlier this week on Helene. So I wanted to know whether, this was actually over the weekend, I wanted to know whether people that are on the ground there are actually experiencing the level of difficulty that we're hearing when it comes to helping people on the ground, delivering goods, all of that. We know that Elon Musk has spoken about how difficult it's been to even get cooperation to get Starlink in there. And so this is Joe from My Patriot Supply on one of the broadcasts that I do on weekends called Media Blackout. We're just going to play a minute or so of that.
Joe, I want to ask you, because I heard earlier in the week that you and your teams and partners were having a lot of difficulty getting supplies to the region. Is that still occurring?
You know, it is still occurring, and it's really sad to see, because it's not that there's no access to these roads. There's literally, the roads are open. The roads are able to be accessed by these large trucks, these semi-trucks. However, they are being stopped by different government workers because they don't have a certain certification or a certain authorization to be able to participate or even to help out. In fact, there's several partners that I've personally spoken with. You know, we've been going back and forth all night and yesterday and the days before, trying to find out how to get certain certifications from the government in order for us to be able to deliver product, deliver emergency supplies, deliver food items, deliver emergency water, emergency Mylar blankets, all these emergency items, and we are being blockaded, we're being stopped. And yes, unfortunately, that is still the occurrence. And again, we're doing everything that we can in order to help get around some of this red tape, some of this bureaucracy.
We can end that clip there. So that was from Media Blackout, by the way. If you're not aware, I do a collab with The Vigilant Fox on X. He's an amazing guy. I've been doing that for a while. And we do a broadcast every Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern, and that comes out on X and on Rumble. So you can give him a follow, The Vigilant Fox. He's a really, really wonderful person. And we do 10 stories that the media didn't tell you this week. So it's a fun show, and people really love it. It's very, very popular. There he is. Vigilant Fox, great, great human, and just really, really cares about humanity And we cover a lot of interesting stuff on there. So you can hear from another person, as we just aired you, that this is My Patriot Supply trying to get out there, trying to get people food, water, blankets, and they are having immense difficulty. And apparently, you know, they're trying to rush to get this certification so that FEMA will allow them to give people aid. And I really am just amazed at this bureaucracy that surrounds just helping your neighbor out. Are we really at the point where we need to get a certificate to be able to give someone a blanket? You know, it's disgraceful. It's disgusting. This is just more evidence that we need less government and more of people and local community solutions. The idea that human beings, you know, it's like if someone wants to put their life at risk to go and help someone, that is their prerogative. To say that all of these people helping just do not know what they're doing, and they would be a drain on search and rescue efforts, or you know, make things more difficult. To say that every single one of these people going in have no common sense is an absolute lie. In fact, I know some of the people that are there trying to help out. They are incredibly capable individuals. They shouldn't be treated like children, and they certainly don't need a certification to hop over a fence and help their neighbor who's just tripped over, for example. Now, I know that I'm not trying to downplay the situation. What I'm trying to do is explain that they are trying to erase our humanity. They're trying to make it impossible for, not impossible, they're trying to disconnect us from the human, the very human response of helping out your own people. And in picture two, Kamala is announcing in the same week more aid for Lebanon. Just take a look at how much she announced. The people of Lebanon are facing an increasingly dire humanitarian situation. She's concerned about these people. To that end, the U.S. will provide nearly $157 million in additional assistance to the people of Lebanon. Guys, $157 million to Lebanon, and she's talking about their needs such as food, shelter, water, protection, sanitation. And we have people in North Carolina who do not have food, water, shelter, protection, sanitation. And the government is blocking aid, blocking those resources for their own people, while Kamala's busy that same week going on sex podcasts and tweeting about how she's going to give $175 million to Lebanon. Is she America first, or is she every other single country all over the world first? Lindsey Graham went on Fox News. I don't have the clip. Maybe I'll get it later on in the broadcast. Lindsey Graham went on Fox News to talk about North Carolina. And he said, yeah, look, it's really bad. But gee, the people of Israel, they need our help. You have your own people to worry about first. After the break, we'll be joined by Steve Sleptovich, who has been on the ground in North Carolina. This is someone that actually cares about his own people. And there are many, many wonderful Americans who are helping their own communities, going out of their way to help these people. And I'm very encouraged by it. But this government is absolute filth. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The deep state hates me almost more than anybody in the world except President Trump. That's because I've got their number. We've got a giant audience of activists like you that understand what's happening as well and aren't going to roll over and let them take over our planet and enslave us and depopulate us. We're going to stop this death cult together. But the enemies of freedom are trying to shut us down November 13th. Regardless, our great sponsors are going to keep the broadcast going no matter what. But we need funds to do it. So please go to our amazing sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, and get some of these amazing designs. More than 15 years ago, I designed this baby. We brought it back. I love it. It's a collectible. It's limited edition. It's at thealexjonesstore.com. And now they've added long-sleeved, lightweight, and heavyweight hoodies for cool weather and super cold weather. With all these incredible designs, they're now available at thealexjonesstore.com. And it gets even crazier. These shirts are being made right now, so I don't have one, but tomorrow we'll have one. It's in the mail to us right now. Look at this. You talk about fun. I was going to be a Democrat for Halloween, but my head wouldn't fit up my ass. Gotta love that. Here's another one. Make Halloween great again with the evil Trump. Make the frogs straight again. All these great designs and more are available at thealexjonesstore.com. It keeps us on the air at this critical time in the face of globalists, and they're amazing shirts. You'll meet so many great people when you're out wearing these. It's an adventure to wear these shirts, and it keeps us on air. Thank you for standing with us. Thank you for supporting free speech. You are the reason we're still here. God bless you. Now, please visit thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I want to thank all those that have gone and gotten the shirts. Thank you so much for what you're doing. You are amazing.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.